This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Vehicle thefts at Denver International Airport are down more than 50% since last year. The man who led the theft ring is now headed to prison. CPR's Haley May reports.
25-year-old David Nava Delgado was sentenced to 20 years behind bars after he pleaded guilty to organized crime charges and two counts of aggravated motor vehicle theft. The DA in Adams County says Nava Delgado was the ringleader of a group that stole almost 60 cars at the airport between 2022 and 2023. The group used some vehicles to crash into businesses and steal ATMs. Haley May, CPR News.
Frontier Airlines is reportedly in talks with Spirit Airlines about another merger. Spirit is trying to avoid bankruptcy and has reached out to its low-cost competitor, Frontier, according to the Wall Street Journal. A planned merger between Spirit and JetBlue fell through over opposition from the Justice Department. That follows a halted 2022 deal with Frontier. It was a rocky start to the new basketball season for the Denver Nuggets. They lost last night's season opener to Oklahoma City. It was 102-87. The Nuggets failed to defend their NBA title last season. And how could their new season turn out? We asked Chris Dempsey, who follows the Nuggets for Altitude Sports.
If you're the Nuggets, it is one of 82 games. So, I mean, the result of this one really in the long run isn't going to matter all that much. But it is a chance for them to just put their foot down and say, hey, look, we are still here.
Chris Dempsey with Altitude Sports. Denver hosts the LA Clippers tomorrow. This is CPR News.